Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back. You have tuned into A Soul to Remember. So happy you took the time out to listen to our podcast. I'm your host, Leticia, and I'm here with my beautiful, talented daughter, Kayla.
Thank you.
Today's story will be told by Kayla. And on that note, I give it to Kayla. So right now, how are you?
I'm great. We have a lot to get into. The story is confusing. Some stuff doesn't add up. But I'm here to tell the story, and I'm just really intrigued. So let's get right into it.
Let's go.
Yep. This is A Soul to Remember. So I couldn't find a really that much background on this story, which irritated my soul because I wanted to know more about this case and the people who were involved in it. At the time of her death, some reports said she was 21 and some reports said she was 25. So I'm going to just safely say that she was in her early 20s. And this happened, you know, in 2003 around the summertime. It says around May of, 2003. And she was an African-American girl who lived in Portland, Oregon. And honestly, when I read this story, it's just, it gives me to confusion, to just anger, to just like, of course this happened. I mean, the details surrounding this case is very, I'm not going to say like suspicious, because obviously people can spin it how they want, but you got to think about it. This case was before social media, before, you know, tabloid type things. So, of course, the story can be misinformation across the board on various sites. It can be told in different ways. And this is a case of police brutality, in my opinion. And honestly, it should have never happened. I mean, have you ever heard of this case before?
No, I haven't. No.
I mean, it's insane. I thought in the passing years, this would have been like one of those stories you heard about, but I've never even heard of this woman or never seen her face. And until recently, I was researching these type of cases and I got intrigued, you know, because it's not long ago that this happened, around 16, 17 years ago. And it's like, how come this isn't being discussed more? How come this type of case isn't being discussed more? Is it that people don't care or they just don't know?
Maybe they just don't know. And that's the reason why we're here. So let's get into it.
Yep, let's get into it. At the time of the crime, various reports reported that this happened late at night, around, I would say, from the early morning hours of 12 to 2 a.m. And like I said before, it happened in Portland, Oregon. At the scene, she was the passenger. They were riding in the car. She was with her friend and another male that I don't believe they identified at the time. It was her and her friend. His name was Terry Jackson. And while he was driving, he was stopped. And when he was stopped, I guess they looked up some information and they arrested him as well. They put him on a squad car after, I guess, allegedly finding out some information about him having an outstanding warrant. And after he, Terry, and another passenger in the car were removed peacefully, allegedly, by the officers, they alleged that the next turn of events was the reason why they had to use such brute force. They claimed that at the scene that Kendra herself had jumped from the back of the seat where she was into the driver's seat. The cop's name, who was all involved in this crime, were Rick Bean, Kenneth Reynolds, and Scott McCollister. McCollister is right now the cop we want to focus on the most. If I get the name wrong, I don't care because they don't matter in this story. But I'm serious. Okay. No, because I want to focus on the victim here. The suspects, in my opinion, they do not matter. But if I get that wrong, because someone has that same last name, forgive me. McAllister made the claim that he made several unsuccessful attempts to remove her while she was partially in the vehicle through an open slight door. I mean, okay, with all that training, you can't move someone from a door, but okay. He claimed he tried to pull her out by her hair and tried to use a taser as well, I guess to subdue her, because I saw in one clip that she was trying to get wild, like she was getting wild, I guess, you know, her behavior to him.
Oh, he was scared.
I don't know. That might be the case. He might say, I was fearing for my life, you know? But, yeah, okay. He tried to use pepper spray to subdue James, but he was unable to operate the canister. Okay.
The taser or the mace?
Both.
So you mean to tell me this was... I'm sorry, this is...
We're not laughing at her.
This is not.
But we're laughing at this dumb cop.
Absolutely ridiculous. You mean to tell me this was this police officer do not know how to use a mace canister nor the taser?
He said he had some unsuccessful attempts.
Really? Okay.
I mean.
Yeah. He was unable to get her out the car.
Yes. But he said he only shot at her from point blank range. He fired a single shot because he had a fear that when she was allegedly in the driver's seat that she was going to try to drive off, because he said he felt the car slightly starting to move. So he was afraid that he was going to get run over, and that's why he used the defense that he was afraid for his life. So in me hearing that, it seemed like he was basically saying that it was self-defense.
Okay, let me get this straight.
Uh-oh.
You do not know how to use, I'll put that in quotations, mace, nor the taser. But you have.
But they said there were no.
Subdue, yeah. I guess the. Thing or whatever.
But they said the pepper his pepper spray canister. There was no traces of spray found. So I don't even understand why he would.
Oh, so.
Okay.
Okay.
It were not found.
It makes no sense. But yet, in the dark, he was able to be 100%. One, you know, shot her dead in the head.
They said he drew his firearm and held it to James's head, demanding she exit the vehicle. He said he felt the car move and concerned that he had fallen out and he could have been ran over. So he fired a single shot. That statement really bothers me because after looking at various articles and how he's saying it, it really doesn't add up. Even his family said it didn't add up. I mean... Okay, the James's family, her family, they had their family lawyer question whether the evidence existed regarding James attempting to move the car and whether his tactics of trying to subdue the situation, McCulloch used, especially attempt to enter the car, were they consistent with police training? I would have been like, hell no. Several witnesses that were actually probably walking by alleged that McAllister did not fire within the car. But powder residue testing indicated that McAllister's handgun was at least 30 to 48 inches away from James when discharged.
Huh.
A fact which the James's lawyer family alleged was inconsistent with his version of events. I like how they said his version and not say, oh, the story, as if it's a fact. Because we don't know. Like I said, this is before social media. And I keep saying that because now the unjust is kind of harder to walk away now because people record everything. Honestly, I feel like the story would have been different if somebody had a cellular phone to just record everything or a camera, anything. Because sometimes you can't even go by bystanders' opinions or versions because everyone can see it from a different angle. They can twist and they can turn to their liking. But at the same time, it doesn't sound right at all. And there's not that much information on this case, and it pisses me off. Like, come on. Like, what are your thoughts right now?
I believe that this is just a unjustified shooting, and someone needs to be accounted for. Like, this is just ridiculous.
Yes.
She was wrongly. Oh my God, this is just, it's heartbreaking. I'm sorry, I have no words. This is heartbreaking. She's a mother of two.
Well, alleged mother.
Alleged.
It's just, there's so many reports on the story that people can't, I feel like some of the information is kind of mystery.
According to your reports, it says two, as I saw.
Yeah. But we don't know if that's true, it's allegedly.
Yeah, but it's still someone's child.
Yeah, but to add insult to injury, before they were even interviewed by other detectives higher ups than them, the involving officers, they went out to dinner the night after of the shooting. They went out to dinner. Dinner. What? I'm getting so angry right now.
Sleep yet eat. I don't understand.
How can you cut your steak and be like, oh, hi, Paul. We had a nice day. Like.
And you wash your potatoes.
Yeah. Did you get more butter in those?
Yeah.
Like, what type of conversation do you have?
Jeez.
It's so stupid. Really? Like, really? Like, Paul was shopping. So be like, oh, had a nice night.
And
how do you eat?
The beautiful woman on the autopsy test on the table, and you just have a dinner? The audacity.
Yeah, they had a report. They said the end result is that the community mistrust has grown since then, and another Black woman lost her life unnecessarily. And I think that's, you know, true to many communities who have gone through this. I think the climate, even from then to before her, even to now, nothing has changed in, like, the history of America when it comes to, you know, I'm not going to say white people because not every white person is bad, but you always hear that, oh, the white officer is the one being, you know, the prejudice or being the brutally person against the Black man or the Black woman. I just feel like there needs to be a change, and I'm sick of it, because at the end of the day, her hue, her name shouldn't be the reason she doesn't get justice or even, you know, awareness of what happened. I mean, it's sad all around.
Yeah.
She was so young, 21 years old. That's really young. You're just starting your life. I can imagine she probably has some things going for her, and it's really sad. The fact that they had the audacity to just walk away like nothing happened, and they went out to dinner all together. I mean, really? I mean, obviously people gotta eat, but that felt like to me, like maybe they felt like they got away with it. I'm not gonna speculate. I'm not gonna put rumors, but something about that statement I read, it made me feel uneasy. Like, how would you feel if this was your daughter?
I'd be absolutely...
Or daughters, yeah.
Furious.
Like, they should be questioned right now. Not out having some steak and potatoes somewhere, you know?
So what's the outcome?
Well, they were acquitted because I think they... the self-defense. In various reports, they said that they did what they felt like they needed to do to subdue the situation. I don't believe that they were convicted of any crime. I did read on various reports allegedly that they, I'm gonna just say it like it is, they got off because they used their self-defense tactic.
So basically her death is unjust.
Very. I mean, my question is just, why didn't the police just let her go and get her later? I mean, did they knew her? Or
she was even
on?
The person they was trying to cover her. I mean, they...
It doesn't sound... They said her family said it sounded like nothing like her. Like, why would she want to try to escape?
That was not after her. So why go after her? Why? But you know, that's answers we would never, questions we would never get answered. So unfortunately, we just have to,
it's
so confusing.
Yeah, but I want to end the show with that. We keep her name and her family in our prayers. Hopefully, yes, one day she can get an appeal to get actual justice. I wanted to tell this story. I wanted to make this show because
they need to reopen this case.
They do. And her voice needs to be heard. Her story needs to be heard. It really does. She deserves justice. This should have never happened to her in the first place. And for those guys who were involved, I really hope that they get haunted in their sleep. Because the fact that they can just go home and act like nothing happened or walk away and still have a life, it bothers me. It really bothers me. So I want to end it on that note, that Kendra James was a person. She was a person loved by many of her friends, her family, who did not deserve the treatment that she got. Say her name and listen to her story. She is a soul to remember.